A 55-year-old man has been sentenced to 27 years in prison in the north for a catalogue of child sex offences in a so-called catfish case. David Andrews, with an address at HMP McGabbery, pleaded guilty to 130 charges of abuse relating to 47 victims, 46 of whom were children. For more, we can talk to our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, tell us about David Andrews. What did he do?
Well, as you say, David Andrews is now a 55-year-old. He was sentenced at Downpatrick Crown Court today. He's originally from the Shankill area of Belfast, but he had been moving around the country. He pleaded guilty a couple of weeks ago to 130 sexual offences involving 47 victims. Now, as you said there in the introduction, 46 of them were children, mostly teenagers, but one we learned today was as young as 8. The other victim, the 47th victim, was a very vulnerable adult, we heard today. Now, in a lengthy and harrowing judgment, Judge Jeffrey Miller went through the offending. He said that some of the details were just too vile to be included. But effectively what we learned was that Andrews followed a methodology which I think most people are probably now, hopefully now, becoming much more familiar with. He effectively posed as a teenage boy on social media sites like Snapchat and Instagram using fake IDs. He then solicited explicit pictures from young victims purporting to be that teenage boy. And then when those young girls, and it often was young girls, found out what was going on and tried to shut down that connection, he then blackmailed and threatened them for more. And as you say, this is a process that has become known as catfishing or sextortion.
Mm-hmm. The PSNI today stressing the long-lasting harm caused by Andrews' offending.
Yes, we got an opportunity afterwards to speak to Detective Chief Inspector Jill Duffy, who was one of the leading officers in this investigation. She described Andrews, she said he was a heinous offender. She told us that during a 4-year investigation, he had actually found 10,000 illicit images of children on his devices. He had apparently used some 40 different account usernames, so a very prolific, very duplicitous abuser in this regard. And she said he had caused unimaginable long-lasting harm. On one occasion in particular, he had followed through on the threat that he made to actually circulate images. And she talked a little bit about the impact that had on that particular victim.
One of the disturbing parts of this case is when these children stopped sending the images, he carried out his threats. He sent those images to all their contacts in their friend group, and you can imagine the effect that would have on a young teenage girl.
What did the sentencing judge say, Conor?
Well, Judge Jeffrey Miller said the offending in this case had been prolific and chilling in equal measure. That was the phrase he used to describe it. I have to say, I've seen many things in my long years covering courts in Northern Ireland, but I have never seen a defendant in a case as serious as this, effectively laughing on and off the whole way through what was a very lengthy judgment. And that's what Andrews did. Judge Miller said Andrews had been calculating and seeking out and exploiting his victims. He said there was a level of depravity in respect of some of the offending which had been difficult to comprehend. And he said that Andrews clearly still posed a very significant risk to children. So he handed down a very lengthy sentence. Andrews got 27 years. Now, the way that will break down is that he will serve at least 13 and a half years of that in jail. And after that, it will be at the discretion of the parole board when he may get out. But that's a very healthy, lengthy sentence for this kind of activity. And the PSNI, from their perspective today, were saying that they welcome that, and obviously they hope that sends out a very strong message to anyone else who may be either engaging in this activity or contemplating getting engaged in it, that there's a very strong deterrent there in terms of the court sentencing.
Conor, thanks indeed. That was our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.